Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Listeners, you can go to WBUR.org for the latest on road and weather conditions and what rush hour there is likely today is expected to start pretty early as businesses will start to close earlier than usual for tonight and for tomorrow. Well, actually, not all businesses will be closing, and that's a good thing for those who don't celebrate Christmas, including many Jewish families who look forward to a Christmas tradition of their own.
Yeah, we eat Chinese food on Christmas. Go to the movie theater, too, 'cause there just ain't much else to do on Christmas when you're a Jew.
Many Jewish families will brave the messy weather and gather around the table tomorrow at their local Chinese place. And that tradition is at the heart of a Christmas Eve comedy show tonight in Boston called Mushu Jew at the Hela Moon Restaurant. The show's been running in Boston since 2008. Radio Boston co-host Anthony Brooks spoke with Corey Kahaney, the creator of Mushu Jew, and Joyce Antler, a professor of American Jewish history and culture at Brandeis University. In our own Radio Boston tradition, let's revisit that conversation from a couple of Christmases ago. Anthony asked Corey Kahaney about the Mushu Jew show.
Well, I like to call Christmas Eve the night the Jews own the city. And it really is that way. When you're out and about on Christmas Eve, and you see people on the street or in the restaurants or in a movie theater, they're all Jews. So it's like we're all out there. And it's great because there's always parking. So we're very happy. And it came about because it was a night the Jews sort of wanted to be together. And we weren't celebrating anything. But let's face it, we have been barraged with Christmas for 4 weeks. And we're kind of celebrating that it's over.
My sympathies go out to you. Joyce, tell us a little bit about where this Jewish tradition of eating Chinese food on Christmas started.
I think we have to go back to the tremendous popularity of Chinese food in Jewish culture in America. And that we can trace back to the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. Jews like to go to Chinese restaurants for a variety of very interesting reasons. Number one, they could get inexpensive food that was locally available, and food which, although it wasn't kosher, it was kind of kosher-like, kosher-soft. It chopped up all the forbidden foods so the pork would be disguised. Disguised, absolutely. And Chinese food never mixes milk with meat. It doesn't have dairy. So for those kinds of reasons, it was a comfortable place for Jews to go. And so for generations now, we're into the third or fourth generations that's going to Chinese food. It's a different story as to why Christmas, which is also very interesting.
So, Corey, growing up, did your family congregate at the local Chinese restaurant on Christmas?
Well, I think that if you're a Jew, most of your special occasions do take place in a Chinese restaurant. It's actually the law. I think Joyce was being too delicate. There are, I believe, entire Torah portions explaining why the exemptions are there and, you know, under what sort of conditions they can be exempt.
Can you give us an idea of one or two of those conditions in the Torah that I don't even think Joyce is familiar with?
Well, I think that if it's sweet and sour pork, something about the sour kosherizes it. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not an expert. But, you know, I'm more of a secular Jew, to be honest.
Or if it's put in an egg roll in that shape, that's okay too.
Exactly, because there's some sort of holy covering, you know.
That's right.
The frying.
So I want to play a little bit of tape because this venerable custom, it even came up during the 2010 confirmation hearings for then Supreme Court candidate Elena Kagan. So this was during a discussion about the 2009 Christmas bombing attempt on a Detroit-bound airliner. And you're going to hear South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham asking Elena Kagan where she was on Christmas Day. Here's what she said.
You know, like all Jews, I was probably at a Chinese restaurant.
Great answer. Right. You were with your family on Christmas Day at a Chinese restaurant. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's great. That's what Hanukkah and Christmas is all about.
So, Joyce Antler, I think in a way that's sort of, if we didn't know for sure that this tradition, was sort of accepted and part of the national and cultural fabric, I think at that moment it became clear that it was.
Right, except Jews don't go to Chinese restaurants on Hanukkah. He made a mistake
there.
Oh,
he said Hanukkah.
He said Hanukkah,
right,
too.
That's right.
But I would say there is something serious about this.
Sure.
It's a very creative way of creating community, of creating an alternative way of being a minority in America by doing your own thing within the national fabric, within the national holiday, which is Christmas. So Jews are saying, yes, we like Chinese food, and yes, we like being Jewish, and we can make fun about this with a wonderful comedy tradition that Corey is a part of. So now you have those two aspects merging, the Chinese food and the comedy.
Mm.
And that becomes a way to reproduce a cultural tradition and to identify very creatively and very positively.
Corey, tell us more about Mushu Jew and this tradition of comedy.
Well, I'll just go back to what Joyce was saying. Because, you know, we have spent 4 weeks of sort of being a little excluded, the Chinese meal on Christmas Eve, because we are served family style, also, you know, fits that togetherness credo so well. And then the comedy, you know, I don't have to tell you, we have a little bit of a history in comedy, Jews. We're sort of known for it. So it's, and it's also, we really need to laugh that night because we've been putting up with so much for 4 weeks.
I think we could all use a little laughter. I mean, even if you're not Jewish, putting up with this season and the shopping and the commercialism, I kind of want to come out on this evening with you guys as well.
I mean, if I have to see another car with a bow on top, in my whole life, I have never seen anybody get a car with a bow on top. And all the movies are the same, you know. Oh no, something might ruin Christmas. And the commercials with the open heart jewelry. I don't even know what that is. What is that, open heart surgery? I can't. And then my children, every day they say, why can't we celebrate Christmas? And you have to say, because we're Jewish. And that's not really a great answer when their friends have Santa and elves and sleighs and chimneys. And
oh, dear.
And then you try to pawn off the, you know, the latkes and the dreidels. But we have this, and it really doesn't compare. You know, it just.
Joyce, what's your response to this sense of exclusion that Corey articulates so well?
Well, I think Jews have done quite a bit to change Christmas over a couple of generations. Hanukkah has been made into a more vigorous holiday, so Jews do have something of their own. And other things happen on Christmas Eve, where Jews do a lot of volunteering, for example, going to food pantries and other places. So, but especially with eating Chinese food and comedy and these other venues, I think what this minority group is saying, we can be a part of this national holiday, and we can show perhaps other ethnic groups in America that Christmas can look a little bit different, you know, that you can be part of it.
Corey, tell us who comes out to your show.
We have very liberal, secular, reformed Jews, but we also have, you know, conservative Jews. We have modern Orthodox who opt to go the vegetarian route. Because the comedy is relatively clean, you know, we can encourage and invite people to bring teenagers. So we say like 15 and up. So it's a great night to be out with your children that are, you know, that are young adults. They're maybe too young to be going to the matzah ball, but you can still share a family experience where everybody's laughing and having a good time. And it's just a little naughty. And so at every table, you can hear everyone playing Jewish geography. Oh, my God, we went to camp together. Oh, my God, you know, I was at your sister's bat mitzvah. Oh, my God, I went to Brandeis with you. And it's hilarious.
Corey, in terms of who comes out to your show, what about non-Jews? Who do you see there?
Of recent, I noticed that we actually were starting to have a few Indian families joining the party. And that made sense, of course, because they are similar to us. They don't celebrate the holiday. They have a good sense of humor about themselves. They appreciate comedy. And, of course, anyone who's Gentile, who's married to a Jew,
Absolutely.
Gets dragged to the event. And and they get to say, oh, you know what? There's actually one holiday that you have that's not depressing. Of course, it's not really our holiday. But,
So, Joyce, what will you be doing tonight?
I think I'm going to go for the Chinese food. Absolutely. I've been waiting.
That was Joyce Antler, a professor at Brandeis University, as well as Corey Kahaney, the creator of the Mushu Jew Comedy Show, talking with Radio Boston co-host Anthony Brooks. You can go see the annual Mushu Jew Comedy Show tonight at the Hey La Moon restaurant in Chinatown in Boston. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org. If you're heading out to go to that show or grab some Chinese food or a last-minute Christmas gift, you're probably going to get wet. Let's check in now with meteorologist David Epstein for the latest on the messy weather. And David, it looks like in Boston right now it's pretty much just damp. So what's ahead for the region today and throughout the night tonight and tomorrow?
Well, Lisa, first of all, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating. Great segment. I really enjoyed, as a Jew who goes out to Chinese food, I really enjoyed the last segment. So what we have coming up tonight is some showers, and right now on radar we're looking at eastern Long Island back through west of Route 91 in Massachusetts. It's steadier rain, so as you mentioned, it's really just damp with a little bit of drizzle or light shower activity. But throughout the evening, that is going to continue to get steadier and heavier, and we'll have a period of heavy rain here after 5 o'clock, continuing on through the early morning hours of the overnight hours. And you'll watch temperatures, if you look at your backyard thermometer, right now will be the coolest it is the entire night.
Okay, when you say heavy rain, are you talking about a drenching rain, anything that's going to interrupt a commute?
Not really. It's really going to be, think of it as, you know, what you'd see in the summer where you get some heavier downpours. There'll definitely be big puddles, some of the roads which are more susceptible to maybe some urban street flooding, like Sturo Drive, may see some flooding there temporarily. But we're not talking about something that's really going to interrupt travel for an extended period of time. It would be more isolated. We'll call it urban street flooding type of rainfall.
Okay, and how about winds or anything that might delay some flights for anybody traveling into or out of Logan?
So the good news is winds are going to continue to be very light this evening. So if you look outside, the trees are barely moving. Winds almost calm in places. Those winds will pick up after midnight, but by then most of the flights will either be in or out of Logan Airport. The winds will continue strong from about 2 o'clock in the morning till about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and then start to diminish thereafter. I don't expect the winds to be terribly strong, gusting over 35 miles an hour. Now, it's certainly going to be windy, and there could be an isolated power outage, but this is not a big wind event with some other storms that we've seen this fall.
And what time do you expect things might dry off tomorrow?
So we're going to have that period of rain tonight with those heavier downpours embedded. There'll be a lull about 3 o'clock in the morning till about 7 o'clock. It will depend on where you are. And then from about 7 to 10, another batch of rain comes through, some more heavy downpours. Once that's out of here by about 10 o'clock in the morning, earlier to the west, a little bit later over Cape Cod, skies will actually start to clear. Temperatures begin their tumble from 60, 61 in the morning down to about 47 around 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Any chance for sunshine tomorrow, or is that asking a bit too much?
It's actually not. I think there will be some sunshine tomorrow, especially west of Boston. In the afternoon hours, you'll start to see skies begin to sort of break, the blue coming out and a little bit of sunshine. And as crazy as it sounds, some areas of golf courses are open. You could take a new set of clubs you got for Christmas and go play because the ground is bare. It's going to be mild. And the mild weather continues not only tomorrow, but Friday and Saturday as well. Saturday's highs near 50 with partial sunshine, a really wonderful day, unless you're a winter sports enthusiast, and then you'll be frowning.
Is this one of the warmer Christmases on record, or does it just seem that way?
No, it definitely will be one of the top between 5 and 7 warm Christmases. Of course, we've got to see exactly what temperature we hit. The record high for Boston is 65. We've done that a couple of times in the past. We've got a few around 60-degree temperatures, and then everything other than that is back into the 50s. Interestingly enough, most Christmas days average between 33 and 50, so the majority of them are in that range. We're going to be out of that range on the higher end of the scale this year.
Thank you, David Epstein. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday.
You too. That's WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. Stay with us. Coming up, the Beatles and the Young American Fan. I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.